traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon, horsemen. This is Scott Miller, founder of the International Equine Network, coming to you live from Delray Beach, Florida, at Sunshine Meadows Equestrian Village. Glad to be on the air this week. Had a lot of problems, medical problems here recently, but they're in the right direction. I'm not dead yet, so it's working. Wanted to talk to all my listeners today about the horse industry. We're encouraging everybody to call in and ask questions. Let us know who you are, where you're at, what you're doing. We would like to find out exactly what you do in the horse business. We're going to be providing a platform now that's free to all horsemen. If you want to talk about your business, your horses, your shows, you know, just exactly what you do in the equestrian industry, you know, we're here to be that format for you. It's all free. We would like to talk to anyone and everyone from all disciplines, all countries, to find out just exactly, you know, what you're doing. It's exciting now in the horse business. Everything's going back to normal. The sales are normal. In fact, I'm watching golf's sale right now from Europe. We've got a lot of sales coming up. We've got a lot of different things that are going to be live this year. If you go to the website, IENTV.org, you can look at all the different things that we have there, you know, on our site that you could be a part of. Just see where you fit in and call us and let us know exactly, you know, where you're at. We have one section on there. It's called Feeding Horses Around the World. It's a hallway feed company. They're the best feed company in the world, I think, because, one, the quality of the food is there. They will sit down and talk to you about everything that you're doing to feed your horse and what would be the best recommendation for your horse. And like I said, they can go anywhere in the country. They go anywhere in the world. You just have to go to the hallwayfeeds.com, see what they have to offer, and then call them and let them know what you would like to have them do. And like I said, they go anywhere in the United States and they go anywhere international. So that's one of the segments that we have on here. And again, we invite you to tell us about your equine information, what you do, where you're at, and where you're going. And it's all free. It's free advertising. You can't get any better than that. You got free advertising, and we would like to hear from you. We also have on here Camping World 2021. That's an intricate part of the horse industry now. I'm telling you, when you're out on the road, you need to have good housing. You need to have good everything. And if you go to Keystone or go to Camping World 2021, that you'll see the Keystone Montana fifth wheels, and they're amazing to have, especially when you're on the road. It takes you right to your venue. You don't have to go anywhere. You know, it's a home away from home, you know, right outside your barn door, whatever event you're at. And another thing that we also encourage you to look at is a company called Ship.com. Ship.com can service you through many, many services. Example, Target is one of their companies. We have on there Publix, Winn-Dixie. We have Bed Bath & Beyond. We have CVS Pharmacy. We have Office Depot. They deliver right to you at your venue. Wherever you're at, you just tell them where you're at, and they will deliver you to. You go online, order. The prices are the same as in the stores, and they deliver right to you. It's a great, fantastic program to match up with your Camping World because you don't have to leave the venue. It gives you a few extra hours a day to spend relaxing and and downtime. And what we're trying to do here at IEN is make the equine industry more convenient. And if it's more convenient and you can rest a little more, be at ease a little more, it'll help you in your programs that you're, you know, trying to implement, such as, you know, showing, racing, or what have you. And then we have Equestrian of the Week. I select an Equestrian of the Week every week, depending on who they are. It depends on how much we get involved in Equestrian of the Week. A lot of these equestrians that we get a hold of and talk to are very, very highly skilled in their industry. And like, for example, this week we have Dr. Larry Bramlage from Rudin Riddle. Rudin Riddle is one of the best equine and oldest equine service companies in the country. The services that they provide is just phenomenal, 24/7, 7 days a week. If you go to rudinriddle.com, you can see what all they offer, and you can see just exactly how important a good veterinarian and good clinic is and where they're located at. They can take care of any need that you might need, from the smallest to major surgeries. They do it all. So Rudin Riddle is a great facility to check out and see what they have and how you can work them into your organization and your program. Then we have Equine Business of the Week. Equine Business of the Week is something that I personally select myself, that I've actually participated with or had services from. This week on there we have Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs is a phenomenal organization and corporation. They're always helping the equine industry. They put on a good product. There's a lot to Churchill Downs. If you go to churchilldowns.com, you can see exactly what they have and you know where they're going. You can see the year schedule. You can see the Derby Museum, the backside tours. You know, the facilities that they have there, they even have facilities to have weddings and business meetings, you know, throughout their facility. And they're a great organization, and they're solidly behind the horse industry. And we ask you, you know, to go to churchilldownscock.com and just see exactly what they do. You know, it's just much more than racing. It's entertainment, you know. Then we have the Farm of the Week, and the Farm of the Week that we have this week is the Old Friends Farm in Lexington, Kentucky. That's where a lot of retired racehorses go to live out their life in peace and happiness, and they get all kinds of treats, and they get visited by people every day. They feed them treats and take good care of them, and you just see living history. You know, right there you see Derby winners, you see all kinds of different horses that have been there, you know, that have retired and been turned out to pasture. That's Old Friends Equine in Lexington, Kentucky. It is really a tremendous organization there. And then we have Movie of the Week, and we like for our listeners to actually call in and ask us what movies a week that we have available. Due to the Triple Crown in the last week, the Belmont, we have the full documentary of Secretary. It's a great movie, something that the whole family can watch, and it really gets you behind the scenes of exactly what happened, you know, with Secretary and how he got to where he got. So it was interesting. Then the next one we have is At the Wire. At the Wire is a weekly program that we go into the thoroughbred industry. We find out what the biggest races are, who's running where, just exactly what's going on in the thoroughbred business. It's a good 30-minute program. It tells you everything that you need to know about the thoroughbred industry At the Wire. is great. We do live programming. Today we have America's Day at the Races. It comes on in 2 hours live on IENTV.org. You can watch races from across the country. It's a very, very good program, and it keeps you in touch with who's winning and who's losing and, you know, just exactly what's going on in the thoroughbred business. That's at the wire on IENTV.org. Then we go to one of our my favorites, and if you see me on TV or you see me in person, you know why it's my favorite. It's called Chuck Wagon. And what we do on Chuck Wagon is we try to entertain our viewers and our listeners about what to eat on the road for the horse industry. For example, breakfast at the Breeders' Cup. You get to go to the backside and see who's doing what. Excellent breakfasts at the different racetracks. You know, each track has its own signature meal. We go into that. And then one of the other things that we do is we do recipes. One of my favorite recipes is the slow cooker breakfast. We go through and we show you what the recipe is, how it's made, how you put it into the cooker the night before. You plug it in. Then when you wake up the next morning, you've got, you know, a full-fledged breakfast that you can just pop the lid off and, you know, go right to and then get right out to tending to your equine business. It's great for people on the racetrack because when you wake up, you know, you turn the coffee on, you get your bowl out, get your breakfast, and you're good to go. And that's called Chuck Wagon. And we invite you to give us comments on each one of these segments that I'm talking about, and we want to hear from you what you think about it, how you could participate in it. And like I said again, it's all free advertisement for your equine endeavors. We'd like to interview you, find out who you are, where you're at, what you're doing. Just give us a call IENTV.org at 561-466-1272, or you can call in live to our show, 323-744-4831. You never know what happens when I answer the phone. You might get lucky and win a nice prize of a set of Derby glasses, Kentucky Derby glasses. Then our next segment that we go to is Chucker. Chucker is an interesting program. And what makes it so interesting is that you don't see polo on television too often. It's just one of those sports that they find a hard spot to find their niche, you know, in the TV programming industry. But it's everywhere. And if you go to globalpolo.com or chuckertv.com, you can see polo live and taped 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from all over the world. It's just amazing. Some of the facilities that they're at and some of the countries they're at. It's a great program to go to and take a look at and see just exactly, you know, where polo is and what polo is. Polo is a very interesting sport. It's phenomenal. The horses, the stamina, the training that they go through, the people that are playing polo, it's just totally amazing to see these horses and the athletes that they are to play a sport that just lasts 7 minutes long for a chucker. It's awful, awful tough, you know, on the horses. It's a great sport. And go to Chucker on INTV.org. Then we go to Flying Turns. Flying Turns is all about the standard bred and the harness industry. And, yeah, it's phenomenal. In Europe, it is a sport to just behold. It's unbelievable the amount of people they get, the things that they do. how they train the horses, how many horses that from Europe come to the States and are successful, and how many horses from the States that go to Europe and are successful. Very interesting programming there. It's good programming, exciting to watch the racing, meet the drivers, the trainers, see the horses, see the venues. It's just unbelievable. If you go to ustrotting.com and see exactly how what they offer, it's a great website. Their website shows you how you can get involved with the harness industry, the standard reds. It shows you where they're racing at. They have a lot of behind-the-scenes interviews and videos to watch. They travel all over the world. It's an amazing website to see. You don't have to know anything about the standardbred industry. You don't have to know anything about harness, racing, or anything. But it's good and informative. And they have a great website to go look at, and it's entertaining. And if you ever have a few minutes, you know, time to kill, you know, jump on there to ustrotting.com. And, you know, you might be end up being a harness in the harness business or a standardbred owner at ustrotting.com. Then we have International Equine Report is our next segment. And I like this one because now that I'm back into the game and I can devote, you know, 24/7 time to this website, it'll be improving every week. And I need help from the listeners and the viewers to let us know what we're doing, because we're going to establish our YouTube television network here this Friday. We will have that available. But on the International Equine Report, we go all over the world seeking different events. It could be three-day eventing. It could be dressage. It could be Grand Prix. It could be equine sales, which we have live now on our segment called Last Call. If you go to IENTV.com, you can go there, and it's the golf sales live on Last Call. But the International Equine Report, we really like to get into things there. For example, in our next broadcast that we have, we're going to be talking about the integrity of the horse industry, not only thoroughbreds, but standardbreds, and the show horse industry as a whole, the sales, the transportation of horses. There's a lot of things that we're going to go into in the International Equine Report. It's going to be very uplifting. It's going to show the positive things that are happening and the things that are working for the industry and how much the industry, equine industry, provides economic revenue for everywhere that there is an equestrian event. Then we're also going to talk about the downside of the industry, about violations of regulations. We're going to talk about, the care, custody, and control of horses, who's responsible for them, you know, how they're being monitored by the different organizations throughout the United States and through federal, state, local, and international regulations. We're going to have a lot of things in there that you'll really like. And then one of the segments we're going to show in there is how horses fly, you know, all around the world. How they're transported on the ground. And you'll see me a lot in these videos because that's what I did for quite a few years was flying horses with Enstone Air Services and shipping horses for Windstar Farm, Sally Van Lines, and Brookledge Van Lines. You'll see exactly how they get from where they're at to where they're going. It's really interesting, and like I said, you don't have to be a horseman to watch it. It's very entertaining, and it's very informative and educational here. Our next one that we're going to is Quest for Equine Gold. Quest for Equine Gold is is a great sport. It's good to the eye. It's one of the few things in the equine industry that's made for the eye, I guess you might say. We go all through the road and the travel to the Olympics in Japan coming up here in July. You see how they get there. From the Grand Prix dressage, three-day eventing, you know, it's phenomenal on the years. And this is something completely different than most other equine disciplines that we have, because in the show horse industry, it's something that you can't just do right off the bat. For example, like with the standardbreds and the show horses, I mean the standardbreds and the thoroughbreds, the way they do is they're bought as yearlings. You know, they're trained as two-year-olds, three-year-olds, and I mean it's just instantly, you know, within a year's time, you know, you're up and racing and doing everything that you can possibly do in your industry. But in the show horse industry, it takes years. It takes years for horses to get where they're at, you know, going to the Olympics or even the local events. For example, most of the show horses don't start getting good until they're 8 or 9 years old. And a lot of show horses are ex-thoroughbreds or standardbreds. And they found a second home, you know, in the show horse industry. And it's phenomenal in Quest for Equine Gold, the stories that you'll hear about the riders, about the trainers, about the owners, about the horses themselves, about the venues that they go to. Some of the venues that they go to are just, you know, you cannot believe until you actually go and see them. And one of the things that the show horse industry has going for it is they've got a gentleman by the name of Mark Bellissimo. This man is a fantastic equine businessman and a businessman. He's developed places in Tryon, North Carolina, in Wellington, Florida. And it draws the best riders, trainers, and owners in the world to Tryon and to Wellington. It's just phenomenal, and they've been doing this for years now. You know, they're getting better and better at each facility. If you go to Tryon, the website, you go to Wellington, to West's website, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. It's phenomenal. You know, just Google WEF, W-E-F, and it will take you right to the Wellington showgrounds in Tryon. If you drive Tryon International Equestrian Center, you will see exactly, you know, what they have. And that's in Quest for Equine Gold that's there. And then right now we have on last call, we have the golf sales. Lot number 443 is available. Now he's under the auction hammer, and it's a live programming that we have. And we do this constantly in last call. We have previews and everything, but we've got some sales coming up here in the future. And one of the sales that we'll have live is the Fasig Tipton Santa Anita two-year-olds in training sale. It's Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021 at 1 p.m. Under tax show will be Monday, June 21st at 10 a.m. and Arcadia, California. That would be live from Arcadia, California. They've got a nice book out there of horses. It's a small lot that they have. It's 105 horses. And I tell you, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be a nice, quick, short sale. And these two-year-olds in training, if you buy them now, you will be able to race them within 30 days after you purchase them. You know, so that's going to be a good sale. Again, that's at Santa Anita on June 23rd. Last call is cool. You don't have to know anything about the horses, but you can watch the phenomenal prices that they have. And like on last call here at Golfs right now, it's lot 443. He's at $10,890. And this is a nice horse. You know, they're constantly raising the bid on him, so no telling what he'll sell for. So that's on last call at 5 now. Then we go to quarter time. Quarter time is what everybody relates to. Any and everybody in the world knows quarter horses, because you're talking about the cowboys, about the American cowboys and cowgirls and the American way of life. And that's what I like about quarter time. It's a way of life. It's people live their business. You know, a lot of people that are in business, when we'll take, for example, we'll say in the car business, a car dealer. You know, it's basically a 9-to-5 job, we'll say. And, you know, once you're through at work, you go home, and that's it. You know, or if you're in insurance or banking or, you know, what have you. You know, it's basically a 9-to-5. But in quarter time, it really gets behind the scenes, and it shows you exactly, you know, how they live their business, how it's a part of their life, the things that they do, you know, the places they go, the years that it takes to develop horses to do what they do. And what I like about it is it's down home. It shows anywhere from how the young kids start out to the old timers that, you know, are still there. You know, like they say in the quarter horse business, you don't retire, you die. And, you know, that's doing the business. And that's what they do, you know, in the quarter horse business. It's a way of life. And you'll see why they do what they do and when they do it and where they're doing it. That's on quarter time. And then the last one that we have is called 0-to-10. It's an interesting concept that we have with this. Not many people know about dressage. Dressage is a fantastic discipline. It's not a natural discipline or a natural gait for the horses. It's something that has to be taught. It's an acquired discipline that they have. The horses literally dance. And they dance to music. They dance to any and everything that the trainers have taught them, you know, related to. It's more of a rhythm. It's a dance. It's unbelievable. And it's acquired by trainers teaching them. It's amazing, you know, to see it. But if you go to 0-to-10 on our website, it'll take you to United States Equestrian Federation's website, and it's a media press release section, and it'll tell you where the horses are showing, when they're showing, and who's showing. And, you know, it's a great website, and once you get onto it, you can jump all around on it and find out all about it. It's a very, very informative website to go to. And now we have the program that I developed, and it's a documentary that we're shooting now here in South Florida. We started. It's called How They Get There. It's the 2022 Kentucky Derby. What this program is about, you don't have to be a horseman to watch it. It's going to be an informative documentary. It's going to take you behind the scenes of how horses get to the Kentucky Derby. And the first segment that we'll have on how they get there, the 2022 Kentucky Derby, the journey starts with the owner. And if you go to that section, you'll get to see, for example, Claiborne Farm, you know, how they do their breeding aspect of the business, you know, what their purpose is, their goal is to develop horses, you know, and the horses that they've had in the past. And the journey starts with the owner and you know, the farm. You can't get to the Derby without them. That's where it all starts with. And you'll see what the owner has to go through. The owner has to go through a lot of things, you know, just because he has maybe a lot of money to do what he's doing. You know, people say, well, oh, that's easy if you got the money. Well, for example, you know, you can't dictate when a horse gets to the Derby. There's a lot of factors in it. When you're breeding, you know, you're raising the horse and, you know, take care of them just to get them up to, get ready for them to get training. And then once the owner's done that and got them there, the next thing they have to do is get a trainer. And one of the super trainers is Todd Pletcher. And Todd's a great guy. I've got over 5,000 wins. He's elected to the Hall of Fame this year. And he's just amazing. And you're going to find out exactly how he goes to work. He starts at 4:30 in the morning every day, 7 days a week. And he goes in and he deals with a lot of things. You're trying to deal with, you know, owners. You're trying to deal with trainer, hot walkers, grooms, exercise riders. You got to lay out the plan to get to the Kentucky Derby, what races we're going to, you know, the whole nine yards. It's a difficult, very long day, but it's an important part of the whole series. And all these little segments that we're having on here determine whether your horse gets to the Derby or not. And the trainer is a huge part of it, because he's the one that's directing you in the right direction, training the horse, getting physically fit to run in the Derby. And then it goes all back to the owner again. And we're constantly going to be going back to the owner. And he has to sit down with the trainer sits down with the owner, and they discuss how they're going to get there. You know, what races to run in, where to go, how to, you know, important each race is, you know, that type of thing. And, you know, that has to have the approval of the owner. And, you know, that's very difficult. One of the segments that we have on how they get there is equine transportation. How do they get to from the farm to the track, from the track to the different racetracks, and then eventually to the Kentucky Derby? You know, it's sometimes it's land, sea, and air. And when I say sea, that's interesting because, you know, when you get into Asia, you don't have access to ground transportation to get to the airports. And for example, if you're going to Macau to race, you fly into Hong Kong, and from Hong Kong International, you barge over to Macau. It's a little 5-hour barge out in the South China Sea, and that's how they get there. But here in the States, we're pretty lucky. It's mostly land transportation, and you see how they load horses up, how they school them to get on a van or a truck, and how they get there. You know, it's very important on how they do that. Also, a lot of horses here in the United States fly. They fly from coast to coast, and it's, you know, it's usually a 4 or 5 hour trip for them, and it's pretty easy on them. And it beats traveling, you know, across the land. You know, land transportation is tough on a horse. You can put them on a plane, and, you know, you're there in 4 hours, and you literally, and I've done this before. We've literally flown a horse into a racetrack and got there that morning, and then the horse raced that afternoon and fly the horse back to its original departation, and, you know, in a day's time. But that doesn't happen that often. But you go behind the scenes, and again, you'll see me on there loading the horses into the plane. So that's an interesting part of how they get there. And that all goes back to the owner. You got to have all the flights that you take have to be approved by the owner, and the cost factor and that thing. So everything keeps going back to the owner. Then one of the things that you'll see, a fantastic horseman, the gentleman's name is called Steve Norman. He is one of the best blacksmiths that I've ever seen. Unbelievable. He's shod so many Derby horses, it's just unbelievable. The guy has got it down. He's good with the horses. He's good with the owners. He's good with the trainers. The man's just fantastic. And I learned a quick lesson. When that man tells you something, it's the gospel. It's done and done and done and done. And, you know, I'm not a blacksmith. Most horsemen are not blacksmiths. And I've heard many owners say, when Steve Norman gets on your horse and starts to work on his feet, let him do what he does, and they'll say anything about it. He said, because the only way you can say anything about it is if you're better than he is. And believe you me, I haven't met anybody that's better than Steve Norman as a blacksmith. Fantastic gentleman and everything. Then we go to the feed. The feed is something that is very crucial to the how they get to the Kentucky Derby. Hallway feed in Lexington, Kentucky, is probably the best feed company in the world. If you go to their website and take a look at Hallway Feeds, they've got so many things on there that tell you about feed and how they do it. It's just unbelievable. You can actually go into them and tell them, you know, about your horse, what you're doing, where you're going, what you're feeding now, and what your goals are. And they will sit down with you and discuss, you know, a good feed program and get you right on track to getting to the finish line. And they're very educated and very professional in what they do. And let me tell you something. You can find Hallway Feed all over the world because they have the capabilities and the connections to get the feed that you're feeding in Kentucky or Florida or New York or California to Europe, to Asia, to Australia, wherever you need your feed at, you can have it there. And the great thing about that is that when you get with Hallway Feed, you know that when you go from here to California, your horse is going to be eating the same feed that he's getting here in Kentucky is when he gets in California or Florida or New York. And that's really crucial to a horse's training, is he never will get off his feed because he has to switch feeds because he's going to different tracks or different countries. You know, that's the greatest thing in the world. Hallway Feed can take care of you, and you can go by their book, you know. So that's a really good segment. People really like that. It's interesting on what horses eat. It'll surprise you. Hallway Feeds on how they get there. Then as we're talking now, the golf sales is going on, the OBS sales, the Fasic Tipton sales are all coming up. And that's another intricate part of the how they get their documentary. Instead of being a homebred or bred there, you know, on the farm by the owner, a lot of times the owners will go to the sales. And when they go to the sales, it's interesting because there's a lot that goes into the decision at the sales to buy the horse. Usually they have, we'll take, for example, like the two-year-old training sales at OBS or golfs over in Europe. What they do is they get the horses ready to run, and they train them up to 3/8 of a mile. And then they'll have what they call an under tack, you know, show. And they come in, and the horses will breeze one at a time on the track so that there's not any confusion. And they breeze, and they see what kind of time they have, how they move, how they finish up the breeze, how they start the breeze. You know, that's very important for the owners to look at and the trainers to look at. And then once you go to the sales there, you can go to the barns section. You can have them take the horse out. You can look at them up close. You can have them vetted out if you're serious about it. There's just so many things that go on at the sales, you know, that you actually have control of, you know, that when you go into making a decision to you know, buy a horse and everything. Now, for example, through my experiences, the best thing to do is when you get to the sales and you get serious about a horse, you ultrasound the legs, you ultrasound the heart and the lungs, and you look for the thickness. And the thickness of the lungs, the thickness of the heart. The tendons. That tells you a lot. If they're thick, then that usually indicates that this horse is going to go on to, you know, be a fairly decent horse with not a lot of problems, but not, you know, not saying that's always true, but that's just one of the indicators that would happen, you know, there. So that's what you, you know, the owner looks for. And again, it goes back from, you know, from the equine sales to the trainer to the owner, you know, and then the decision's made on, you know, whether to buy the horse or not to buy the horse. You know, you look into the bloodlines and, you know, the history of the horse's bloodline. And, you know, and again, like I said, it goes back to the trainer, then to the blacksmith. And a lot of times in the sales, you talk to the exercise rider to see what their, you know, what they had underneath them. And that helps too. That's one of the little known secrets that if you can get to the exercise rider on the horse that breezes 3/8 of a mile and talk to them, you can find out a lot of information normally you wouldn't find. So that's, you know, an equine sale. Then this was probably one of the most interesting parts of how you get to the Derby. Theoretically, there's 20-some-odd-plus races that are Derby prep races that go across the country. And what happened is in the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs had set up a qualifying program to get to the Kentucky Derby. You got to run a series of races and get a series of points in order to get into the Kentucky Derby. I like this program because it forces the trainers into planning out a schedule. It's good for the business because you can look forward to, like, say, the Arkansas Derby, the Louisiana Derby, the Bluegrass Stakes, the Wood Memorial. There's a lot of things there that kind of eliminates a lot of horses that really shouldn't be in the Derby. If they didn't have a guideline to get into the Derby, you'd have 300 horses entering the Derby, and, you know, a lot of them shouldn't be there. And that's the hardest thing in the world for an owner and a trainer. Sometimes, you know, an owner looks at a horse and says, you know, my horse has done pretty good. It's qualified with points to get into the Derby, and we're going to run in the Derby. Well, if you know deep down, you know, that the horse can't get a mile and a quarter, you know, don't run the horse and waste the horse running in the Kentucky Derby just to run in the Kentucky Derby. You know, if you don't have a shot at it, don't take the chance, you know. And there's, you know, don't get me wrong. There are horses that have come out of nowhere and win. You know, every horse has its race day. And, you know, it just so happens it could be the Kentucky Derby. But for the most part, deep down, you know, the trainer, the owner, really understand, you know, is this horse good enough to win the Kentucky Derby? You know, am I running him in the Derby because I can? Or am I running him in the Derby because I think I can win? And that's the major, you know, decision that you have to do during the prep races and everything. You know what kind of horse you have when you get there. And you're going into a 20-horse field, and it's going to be tough. But these series of races are things that are measuring stick to get the best horses into the Kentucky Derby. And so you actually literally are pretty much getting 20 of the best 3-year-olds in the country or in the world to run in the Kentucky Derby. And so once you get all those prep races in and you know what kind of horse you have, you know, then comes the decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, we're going to show you an owner sitting down with his trainer and with the jockey, with the groom, with the exercise rider, with the people at the farm, and how they make the decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, once all that information is gathered, the owner has to sit down, and the ultimate decision is the owner to run in the Kentucky Derby. Have all the things that we've just talked about, you know, getting to the Kentucky Derby, you know, from the owner, the trainer, equine transportation, the feed, the blacksmith, equine sales, Derby prep races, you know, you take all that information, you put it down, and then the owner either flips a coin or makes an educated decision to run in the Kentucky Derby. And that's the toughest part of it. And then you have the first Saturday in May, the 2022 Kentucky Derby. But what I like about this documentary is we go from place to place to place. And you don't have to be a horseman or, an equine enthusiast to watch this documentary. This documentary is going to go behind the scenes, and it's going to take you through and exactly what it takes to get there. And it's called How They Get There, the 2022 Kentucky Derby. It'll be a great entertainment for you. It's going to be just right at an hour long, and you'll see exactly what happens. And then when you watch the documentary and then you go to watch the Derby, it makes it more exciting because you know what you're looking at. You know how they got there. So that's one of the things that we're doing. Then we got domestic and international events that we're looking at. The American Quarter Horse Association is all over the world. They're doing something somewhere all the time. So that's what we're going to, take a look at, domestic, things like the AQHA. That's really exciting. Then the international aspect of what we do, we're looking at, the Breeze Up sales in Europe for the standard breeds. We're looking at the Breeze Up sales for the thoroughbreds. We're looking at for different shows throughout Europe, the qualifying shows that they have for the Olympics. And that's one thing that I haven't touched on, here real quick. But, it's going to be interesting. The Olympics are coming up. And in our International Equine Report, starting on our next show, we're going to have the pretty much going to be the whole show about how they get to the Olympics. It's an amazing thing. It's coming up here at the 1st of July, so we're looking at, 3 weeks to getting to, see the Olympic equestrian aspect of the Olympics. And what it is there's qualifying events that they have to go through to select a team to qualify to get into the Olympics. And it's very interesting because you're scattered over the 4 years, how you get there, the different riders, the trainers. It's interesting how they all come together just weeks before the Olympics and they end up going to the Olympics. And it's usually very intense. Very intense, because these people in the Olympics that are riding in the Olympics compete internationally and domestic against each other all year round. So it's not like, that they're just coming up, and jumping in there. They're competing against each other, and how many Americans go to Europe to compete, in the summertime? How many foreign riders come to the United States to compete in events here? There's a lot of strategy that is involved in that. Where do you go? How do you get your horses ready for it? The Olympics are here. In Japan, there's a lot of interesting things that we're going to talk about quarantines, and we're going to talk about owners, and we're going to talk about trainers. We're going to talk about countries that aren't going to the Olympics, that are going to withdraw their horses from the Olympics because of different political reasons and things of that nature. It's going to be interesting. So that would be on International Equine Report. And then there's other things that we have here on the website. Like, for example, we got air and auto transportation. We got a link there that takes you right to hotels and autos and things, So like when you come, if you're a horseman and you come to our website, you need to rent a car, get a hotel, we have a segment there that a link that you can go to. One of the things that we have now is domestic and international banking. We have a link there that will take you to banks that can help you both domestically and internationally. and it's very convenient for you to take a look at. And then when your grooms either travel abroad or the grooms that are coming here to the States, they have a bank that's accepted all over the world, not just, you know, in a local state or, you know, domestic here in the United States. And then probably the most important thing on this website is our equestrian weather report that we have here. If you click on the weatherchannel.com, it'll take you to any weather information that you need to know anywhere in the world. And that's very important, you know, to have that. That's probably, well, that's the first thing I do when I get up in the morning. I get up, I start my, grab my slow cooker, I grab my coffee, and the first thing I hit on the website is I go to the Weather Channel. And I see what the weather is like in, you know, different areas, whether it's New York, California, Florida, Kentucky, Australia, England, Ireland, China, Japan, Russia. You know, it takes you to what you need to know. It's very important. Then we have our quick links on here, which is very important. We got the AAEP. If you go to this site, it'll find a vet for you anywhere in the world. You can go to it and take a look. And if you need a vet, very, very good information there on phone numbers and websites to get to. You know, that's something that's really interesting, you know, for horsemen and safety of your horses 24/7. Then we have equine information market. An equine information market is I invite people to send me information and links on their product that they have. For example, we have on their Cow Density Black Label. It's an all-in-one product for bone, joint, hoofs, heart, and attitude. It's an overall program helping keep your horse healthy. If you go to cowdensity.com, that'll tell you all about it and where to get it, and, you know, just how to use it. That's our equine information market. Like I said, it's free. If you want to talk about your, you know, website, about your equine information that you have, you know, we can put your equine information market company available. We can do that. It's free. You know, call us and ask us. You know, call us and ask us. That's all you got to do. It's free, for God's sakes. You know, come on, man, as Joe Biden would say. Take advantage of it. You know, that's all free. And this is a website that if you don't do anything else on this website, you go look at our overnight stabling, equine overnight stabling. It's called horsemotel.com. It tells you where you can stable your horse, where you can spend the night anywhere in the world. It's a fantastic website, and it tells you about each one of the farms that you go to, what they have and what they don't have. And, you know, it's called Equine Overnight Stabling. It's really interesting to go look at. We have an equine equestrian RV hooked up with Camping World and Good Sam. If you need to find a camping site to stay at, if you need to get RV service, if you need to get any kind of information on RVing where you're out on the road with your horses, you go to, you know, our site, Equestrian RVing. And then we also have on there MapQuest, where you can find restaurants, gas, hotels, get directions. A must for you. It'd take you anywhere in the world, you can get MapQuest. And that's what we, you know, suggested you take a look at. Then here, we'll finish up here real quick. We have equine insurance links on there. We have horse transportation links on there, like with Creech Horse Transportation out of Ocala, Kentucky. We have Equine Air Transportation, the Duda Corporation. You know, that's a great place to go to. We have Walmart. There's Walmart everywhere. Go to Walmart, and you know, this link will take you, give you directions, the hours of, that they're open, and where they're at. And then, last but not least, we have Florida Fresh, fresh from Florida. If you go to visitflorida.com, it'll tell you all about Florida, about the state, about the agricultural industry, and about how they can make your stay here in Florida a lot better. It's called Fresh from Florida. You go visitflorida.com. That's one of the last things we're going to talk about here. And then, like I said, everything, we're getting as much live as we can on IENTV.org. We got racing coming up this afternoon here in about an hour or so. It'll be live racing from across the country. Just come on and you'll see it on our website. Just click on to it, and you can be able to watch racing live. It's called America's Day at the Races. And that's where we're at here at the International Equine Network. We would like to have you put your information on your equine endeavors up on us. It's free. It won't cost you a thing. Call us and talk to us. Won't cost you a thing but a little time. And I'll give you a chance to toot your own horn, as they say. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in with us. This is Scott Miller for International Equine Network. We will see you next week on International Equine Network.